We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
It's been fun for a variety of different reasons. First of all, just fun to be back. Interesting for sure. Brian Gebhardt, producer of the show. And Wendy, everyone going to be together for the AMA coming up in about 45 minutes. Get your questions in. Brian described today as a top three blank show in 92.9 The Game history as far as all of the technical difficulties we've been dealing with. But you know what? We're on the air now. And
yeah, man. It'll get better. That's what I'm saying, Brian. And we do we appreciate Brian, you know, because, you know, the thing with Wendy is that Wendy's a little bit more mentally tougher. You know, let's call it Wendy. Do we see Wendy getting frustrated? Wendy's cool under pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian, he's, you know, Brian. Yeah. But it's okay. That's okay. You know, we got to have that's what makes us so great as a show, because Wendy is like the calming presence and Brian is the scorched earth want to throw a brick through a damn computer self. You know, that's just what he does.
I there's just certain things that you don't forget, but you just don't think about when you're not around them, you know?
Right.
And again, being back in the Kia studios for the first time in 6 months, it's still, I was worried that the building they were building here next to us was going to block our view.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't entirely. Like you can't see Peachtree and stuff anymore, but you can still see the skyline. You can see Stone Mountain over there in the distance. Like you can still see stuff, which is nice. But I had forgotten the pure rage, the unadulterated rage that Brian Gebhardt gets on his face when the computer doesn't work around here. And I missed it. Yeah, it was so nice to see it.
But I mean, the thing with it is like, okay, you're there at 1 o'clock, and I don't know if they fixed the stuff yet. So any more people that they haven't fixed it yet? So Mike and Willie P got to come in.
Yeah, they're both here. Mike Bell here with his cool Falcons mask on, doing a Bane impression, which was pretty good. Willie P came in, gave me the fist bump, called me Sasquatch, which I didn't get, but that's what he called me. And they're going to be
tell Willie P wash your damn mouth. Thank you, Tommy.
I mean, that's the name I was going to be if I was a male stripper, and I was like, am I being a male stripper today? I don't know. Anyway, so they're going to be here. I think it's temporary. We're going to get things fixed and still be able to work from home. As far as I know, we're still going to be broadcasting from home until January. But you know,
That's my thing, man. That's what I'm talking about, Andy, because I need that in my life. Because if I got to come in early, just let me know. But you said, and this is something my kids always do, but you said
that.
I do that. I get that from my babies all the time. But Daddy, you said we could.
Yeah.
I didn't technically say y'all could do any damn thing. I said, I think about it. This ain't no think about it moment. Y'all said January.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah.
And I think that's what it'll be.
Damn it, Andy, I'm going to be in that damn studio tomorrow.
Maybe. I think I am.
No, but I'm saying this thing is working, so why do I got
to
go?
I don't know. They need to recalibrate our home system setup thing. I don't know. I know for a fact I'll be in studio tomorrow. I'm bringing my thing in to get.
Dude, I am terrified to take. You know I'm scared as hell to unplug something over here, right? That's why I said, Christian, why don't you just come on out here? You can even stay for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, I'll let Christian come over here, stay for dinner, and park in the driveway if I ain't got to come down there.
That's not bad. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who just does not want to be here, which is fine. Which is fine. Anyway, we're here making it work one way or another for the next hour. 20 minutes from Jason Longshore joining the show. I haven't had a chance to talk to Jason in a minute.
Yeah, man.
Things aren't better for Atlanta United. Things are the same, but we'll check in. I haven't had a chance to talk to him about the new designated player for Atlanta United and all that. So we'll get caught up with Longshore coming up in about 20 minutes. The AMA at 140, as always, any question, any topic, send them in. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line on Twitter, at TBM929, at RandyMac81, at Wendy Radio. Phone lines will be open as well. So we'll get your phone calls at 140 for the AMA as well. But let's kick off the 1 o'clock hour with what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, I think, I'm extremely confident. You fight like hell for what you believe in, and I certainly do in these players and this team. And some of the things that we were so disappointed about leaving Dallas was defensively on third down and our play in the red zone, and we certainly made strides in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's Dan Quinn from yesterday with Dukes and Bell. Look, we can do a number of different things with his commentary going forward. You know what he's going to say, right?
Right.
Like, he's not going to change his tune, which is fine. Like, be who you are. Win some games, but be who you are. Dan Quinn's not going to come on here and say anything different than he's ever said before. The thing that's frustrating about it is, because of the 0-3 and because of the way they got to 0-3, like, there are legitimate topics regarding this football team and regarding the Green Bay game on Monday and you know, talking points and things to dissect and X's and O's. And nobody wants to hear any of that.
None of that.
People are just, anytime Dan Quinn is played on this radio station right now, I can hear the people in their cars screaming expletives at their dashboard. I do not blame you. Also, anytime we get into anything Falcons related other than, I don't know, what the hell's wrong with them and when are they going to make a coaching change, people are like, okay, yeah, I mean, that would be good if they did this on third down, or it would be nice if they could block better, like that, whatever. Like, all of the actual storylines fade away because of the big picture 0-3 collapses and all of it.
Exactly.
It sucks.
Well, nobody want to hear it. Yeah. You know, I would say this, you know, one of my mama's favorite phrases. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. This is true. Ain't nobody trying to hear that right now, man. And that's why I say winning cures all. Would a win Monday night erase everything that's happened? Heck no, it wouldn't do that. Would it make you feel good for a little bit? Mm-hmm. And I think that's as you know, as a team that a lot of people in this city support, just make us feel good. Do us like Halle Berry. Oh, you want to feel good? Yes. Make me feel good. Yes. That's still one of the most disturbing scenes I've ever.
Way too young when I saw that movie.
Yes, yeah, it was one of the most disturbing things. You know, just seeing Billy Bob, and you know, everybody had that crush on. You felt like Billy just destroyed the love for all of us who had that love for Halle Berry, man.
Yeah.
Until Swordfish and then she pulled on that. You know.
Yeah, yeah. We're
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Halle?
Just make us feel good.
Anyways, I'm just showing my perverted mind.
Just
right
a one night stand.
Just make us feel good, man.
Let's have a one night stand with the Falcons on Monday.
Yeah, a one night stand and then breakfast in the morning before we depart.
We'll talk about breakfast.
Yeah, that continental.
We'll talk about breakfast later.
Go get you a muffin and some of that greasy bacon.
We'll see. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going downstairs for breakfast. It depends on the way things go on Monday night.
I'm up into some of that bacon.
But just give us a one-night stand. We'll start with one-night stands. Sometimes one-night stands turn into more.
They do.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes. start with the one night, Monday night. And that's the other thing about it too, Randy, which is it can't get much worse. God, we got to stop, saying that.
No, we got to stop saying that.
We got to stop saying that.
No, we got to stop saying that, homie.
Okay, it can. But the way that it could is Monday Night Football, everybody's watching. That Bears game, yeah, people, you know, saw the highlight, made fun and whatever. The Cowboys game sucked because it was the Cowboys and it was on the lead story on Monday everywhere. Monday Night Football is the only thing happening. Like,
yeah, man.
Everyone's watching Monday Night Football.
You better hope it's a damn playoff game or something.
I know. God. Hopefully the Braves win and are playing Monday night also so you can have something to be focused on. Or maybe the NBA Finals are on Monday. I don't know. But to be embarrassed on Monday Night Football is really the only next terrible thing. Like, you're 0-3. You've blown the leads in the fourth quarter the way you have. The Packers are the best offense in football. They're scoring 41 points a game. You have the worst defense in football. You're giving up 36 points a game. Who knows? Maybe this all adds up. You said this earlier, and I kind of agree. Maybe this adds up as one of those weird, inexplicable win games that teams just get. Like, it kind of just feels like maybe the Falcons are going to do that. But if not, it could be, I mean, it could be nationally televised embarrassment.
Yeah, because and the reason I can say that, I've been through this so many times. Remember, we were 0-4 in St. Louis. We went down to New Orleans and butt stomped the damn Saints one time when they were like one of the best teams in the league and the best offenses in the league, and we shut them down. I already said we went to Chicago when they were 8-0 and we were 0-8 when I was in Miami. Went there and bum rushed them. I mean, there are certain instances and certain times where strange things happen. You know, I don't think as a professional you overlook opponents sometimes, but hey, you know, this is one thing, Andy. If their mind's not right after these last two debacles, they're gonna get blown the hell out Monday night. I'm talking about just straight destroyed.
Yeah,
and we'll have to hear this again. You know, we'll have to hear this again on Monday, and you know, we'll have to listen. No, I'm sorry. So it'll probably be calls on Tuesday, and so we'll probably hear our listeners and their sadness because nobody don't want. It sucks when your football team ain't good, man. I mean, it does.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks when your football team ain't good.
It does because you wait all year for it.
Yeah.
And it's once a week. So once a week for 3 hours, you're just kind of watching it. And with the Falcons, the thing that's the most frustrating is they're good for two of the hours. And then the final hour, everything falls apart. And then you got to deal with it for the next 6 days.
They always get into that damn position right as like that shot just started hitting you. It's like, ooh, yeah, man, look at them damn Falcons. Look at the Falcons, man. Oh, man, look at them Falcons. Yeah, I mean, that's where you be at, man. You be right there on that second, that shot that they hit you. They win it, you cheering. I mean, you can't even talk trash. You can't even, as a Falcons supporter or a fan, you can't even talk trash. Because everybody going to be, what'd you say? Or they going to put that shh over top of it?
How does the pronunciation of the team's name change based on how they're playing?
Oh, you put an M. Them Falcons.
The better they play, the more you emphasize the M at the end, right?
No. The worse they play. Yes. You put the M.
Okay. The better they play, the more the name sounds like what?
Falcons. You see the Falcons, but if they lose the Falcons. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Hopefully they're the Falcons on Monday night, not the Falcons.
I really want to. Huh? I know I was. This is what I was saying before. Bauer, you know, when he. Now, if he's a free agent, so if the Braves go get him, I would love it.
Yes.
But I just, right just then when he did that little walk up, I wanted to punch him in his damn throat.
Yeah, he's got a very punchable face. There's no question about it. Braves and Reds tied at one in the fourth inning. Trevor Bauer has been phenomenal.
Yes, he has.
Max Fried's been good. He's gotten himself into a couple jams and worked his way out of them. But the Braves are going to win with offense. And right now, great pitching is beating great hitting. So hopefully they can figure it out. Brian Gebhardt made a great point. I can't wait for the offseason for when the Braves pretend to go after Trevor Bauer.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said yesterday. He's so right. He's so right.
The second... Oh, man, just almost got him. It came down to the Braves and the Padres.
Yeah.
Or the Braves and the Red Sox or something like that. And, oh, man, they were just rather. Now, to be fair, they absolutely got the Josh Donaldson thing right. Now, whatever. Hindsight 2020, all that.
Always,
Josh Donaldson's not on the playoff roster for the Twins. Marcelo Ozuna is an MVP candidate. So that one worked out. But sign Marcelo Ozuna to a long-term contract now. Let him be here. Don't let him leave the way that you did with anyway. Let's hear from Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart talking about Auburn's offense. They play Auburn 7:30 on Saturday night.
Chad, both really good. You know, I think what Chad's done for their offense is really shows on tape the ability to use their skill and get their skill players the ball from different locations.
Yeah, what we saw Auburn do on Saturday against Kentucky was pretty impressive. And Bo Nix was throwing the ball all over the place. Some kind of bad throws, but they worked out. And I don't know if it's because he's got the arm strength to pull it off or the Kentucky secondary isn't very good. I wouldn't recommend throwing some of the passes that he threw against the Georgia secondary, but I have a feeling he's going to try. And I'm looking forward to seeing it because he's talented. Don't get me wrong. Bo Nix, a talented quarterback.
Yes, he is.
Seth Williams, a very good wide receiver.
Fast.
So, yeah, they got a lot of talent on that offense. Luckily, Georgia is an incredibly good defensive team.
They're deep back there at the cornerback position and everything. And Kirby just tweeted Go Dog, so I'm assuming that somebody committed to the team or whatever. But the one thing I love about this rivalry is that both of these coaches can't stand each other. Yep. I like that part about it. So it's personal. And, it's going to be a fun game, man. Auburn is always fun. It's going to be a night game. I know it's not going to have the same with all the fans and everything. But, it's going to be a night game. Damn, it is a night game. I keep forgetting that it's a night game.
7:30. Are they wearing the black jerseys? Is that the?
I hope not.
Is that what those are for?
I don't know. Are they wearing them?
I don't know. I don't think it's been announced yet.
My thing with Georgia and night games, but because once college football game time be over, I'm hitting it.
Oh, I know.
Can I make it to 7:30?
Oh, you can make it to 7:30. Don't sell yourself short.
Andy, I'm just, I'm getting old.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. You can do it. I trust you. I have faith in you. Jason Longshore is going to join us next. Talk a little Atlanta United. Keep you updated on what's going on with the Braves as well. AMA in half an hour. Get your questions in. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy. With Andy and Randy today.
Yeah.
Happy to be back. Again, thanks to Willie P for Thursday. Now, Thursday and Friday were planned. Like, that was just right. Had some days. Took some time. Wasn't able to finish off that under par round, by the way. I ended up, made a bogey on 15 and a bogey on 18 and finished over par. I know you guys were waiting with bated breath to find out how my golf round went. I didn't quite make it.
No, I was just glad you got out. Because when I talked to you that morning of your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You were upset. It's raining. I'm like, okay, just go play anyway, dude. It's okay.
How can you decipher via text?
Because I know you, Andy.
If I sound like I'm crying or not.
I know Andy Walker. I know Andy.
Anyway, I got out and it did rain. It rained on me, but I played in the rain anyway because I'm tough. I'm built like that.
Yeah, that's why I say you're built tough, man. Yeah, that's what I tell you, man. People, they just don't build them like us, man.
No, they don't.
Built differently, dude.
Not anymore.
I pull out hangnails with my hands. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or if I can't reach, I go get me a pair of pliers.
Yeah.
I don't need no damn tweezers.
Or some of my teeth. If I need to use my teeth to do that, I'll do that. Yeah. If I don't have a bottle opener, I got a number of different ways to get a bottle of beer open.
But everybody knows how I open mine. I pop them things with the side of my teeth.
Yeah.
Red Rose.
I'm not built quite like that. Not quite as tough as that. So the Braves are tied 0-0 at this point. Trevor Bauer has been really good. Yes. Max Fried has been solid. He hasn't given up any runs, so we'll take that. But Trevor Bauer has been pretty dominant. And I'm with you, Randy. Like, that dude, his face is... It's just so punchable. Like, he looks like Bryson DeChambeau's little brother.
A little bit.
And he kind of acts like him, too.
A little bit.
And look, I mean, if, they're not getting beat at this point in time, but if you're getting dominated in a playoff game, it doesn't matter what the guy looks like. It's frustrating. Did you ever have, when you played, though, like, certain guys that you just hated losing to more for one reason or another, whether it was their personality or it was the way they carried themselves, the way they looked, something like that? Was there an opponent who was like, God, I hate losing to that guy?
I hate losing to damn Jets fans, especially when you lost to them in Miami, because that's where all the damn old parts retired to down in Miami. Oh, God, they were just like, when you're leaving the stadium, you're driving your car. And I'll admit, Andy, it was just one guy. Bless his heart. Yeah, he had no legs and everything, right? Bless his heart, and he would sit right next to the exit when we would leave the stadium, right? Mm-hmm. And we're leaving the stadium to go to our home, because they just beat us, right? And he sits there, Andy, all his Jets stuff on his big Jets flag, and he would have it where it would lean in so much that, like, if you had like a truck or something, you would hit the flag.
So it would drape on your car?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I ain't no violent person towards anybody, especially somebody who was in the same situation he was. But you don't know how many times it took me not to go out there and push him out that chair. Because of that.
Why'd they let him sit there?
Like, I don't know. Like, where his tailgate was, it was right there by the barricade. It was barricaded, but it was right there. But he would have that flag hanging over. So, okay, I don't condone violence against anybody, especially people that were in the situation he was in. And I want to push him out that damn chair so many times. Now, we only lost to the Jets three times at home, I think. Twice, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, just – and then lose to Sean Payton. Oh,
yeah, that face. I know. We haven't got to Dave Archer made a great point earlier in the week, and we'll talk to him later in the week. The divisional games have not happened yet, so it's early in the season. If the Falcons don't get it cleaned up and Sean Payton has the ability to let that smug little looks like he just tasted a lemon face come in here and ooh.
Yep. Yeah. And what was that punk Vander, what is that big old raggedy punter in the Colts?
Oh, yeah, from the Colts. Vanderjack.
Yeah, that dude. Vanderjack. Yeah, yeah. Didn't like him either.
You knew I was going to know the kicker name. All right, yeah. We'll get to an AMA coming up in 15 minutes. Any question, any topic, like send us your questions. We'll also get the phone lines opened up in 15 minutes as well. But at 1:20 on Wednesdays, Jason Longshore joins the show from the Atlanta United broadcast team. Haven't had a chance to talk to Jason in a while. Hey, Jay, how are you?
What up, Jay?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
I mean, honestly, we're all right. Some technical difficulties today have been a little interesting. I'm actually in the Kia Studios for the first time in six months, which is kind of fun.
First time in six months, really?
Hey, man, you sound like you're just so proud.
I like it. I'm excited. I like being here. It's really fun. It feels like I work at a radio station, and I'm not just doing a podcast with my buddy every day for 4 hours, which is actually, it's really nice. I like being here. But we haven't had a chance to talk to you, Jace. I know, Randy, we disagree on this one. It's fine. We haven't talked to you since Marcelino Moreno was signed as the new designated player of Atlanta United. Don't know how long it's going to be before he actually gets to play, but what are your thoughts on the signing?
I think it's a good one. He's a player who was in pretty high demand earlier in the year, and the club he's coming from, Lanús in Argentina, Miguel Almirón's former club, didn't want to sell him. They turned down a pretty good offer from Atlético Mineiro in Brazil, and that was back in April, and look, things have changed. I mean, Lanús hasn't played a competitive match since mid-March. They haven't had any revenue since mid-March, and the financials aren't good. So they had to make a good deal here for their future and for Marcelino Moreno's future. I mean, this is a guy who, a little bit of a late bloomer. He was from the Mendoza area of Argentina. It was a 15-hour bus ride when he signed to Lanús to get there. When he was 17, which is a little bit later, he really bloomed at first after Miguel Almirón came to Atlanta and it opened up a spot for him. And then in the last year, he's moved into more of a central role and he's playing more of that 8/10 attacking central midfield kind of role. And it's really, really suited him. He was one of the highest rated players in the Argentine league last season.
Jay, what's going on with this Barco situation, man? I know, because it seems like we're not getting the whole thing about what's going on behind the scenes when we talk about Ezequiel Barco's availability. Is he, isn't he? Is it more or less, you know, one of those situations where you don't want to put him out there and he might hurt his value or something?
Well, right now there's no rumors of offers at the moment. You
That's
know,
what I'm saying. Because it has, maybe because it hasn't been talked about, but I mean, is he not fitting in with what Glassy wants to do? What's going on with that?
No. There's nothing along those lines. And honestly, anything outside of injury is pure speculation.
Okay.
Stephen Glass talked about it after the match in Chicago. He has returned to some full training sessions, but he's not able to train regularly with full team. He doesn't feel right. And I don't know the extent of the injury. I don't know exactly what the injury is, but he's going back and forth. And I'm sure you can relate to this in different things where you come back, you train, it doesn't feel right. You go back to, I think they called it modified training, basically on the side, separate from the full group. Mm-hmm. And he's in that back and forth. He's not able to feel consistently right day after day, training session after training session. And they're not going to risk him. And they're not going to injure him if he's not feeling right. Because, look, the schedule right now, it's really difficult. And you're seeing it worldwide where people who are trying to play through these sorts of things are getting hurt. Mm. And you don't want him to be out for a major injury when you might need to manage this in the short term.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Atlanta United every Wednesday at 1:20. Also haven't had a chance to ask you about the Frank de Boer news. Were you surprised to see him get hired as the manager of the Netherlands national team?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think, look, maybe some of it is just the way things have been talked about around here. But you win a couple of trophies in a season. He had a good year, period. And also the way the timing worked out with him, with Frank de Boer in the Netherlands. I mean, this is a guy who's a legendary player for the Dutch national team. He was an assistant on the group that went to the 2010 World Cup final. So he's got extensive experience working with the Dutch Federation. And they lost their manager, Ronald Koeman, who went to Barcelona. It was the only club, the only job he had an out clause for in his contract. He goes to Barcelona, the job opens up, and Frank de Boer is available by this point. So it makes a lot of sense on a lot of different levels, and Frank walks into a really good situation with the Dutch national team. They've got a bunch of young, up-and-coming talent. They're going to be primed to qualify for the next World Cup and potentially make a run in the next World Cup. He landed on his feet.
I love it. I love it because I don't know Frank, but you always want to see somebody succeed. You don't know, was it maybe the reason he was here or something like that. Like you said, you're winning trophies, you're going to get opportunities. And when I look at this team, Jay, and we all know it hasn't been what we wanted to be, losing Joseph Martinez and all those things. But what the positive so far this season, because I asked you a couple of weeks ago, you gave me that, would have been, because it's hard as fans, when they came here, they were winning so much, Jay, we were loving it. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, what is it? What positive things can we take away from a match? Because losing sucks either way you look at it, but was there some positive things in this last match that you didn't see in the previous match?
Yeah, it's the one thing about Joseph being out and the other injuries. You know, you've had Fernando Meza out for an extended period of time. You've had Barco out for extended periods of time. You've had Jurgen Damm try to get going, and he pulled a hamstring. So it's opened up a door for some players that you have to make decisions on going forward. You know, John Gallagher, a player who had come up with Atlanta United 2, went over to Aberdeen on loan, did well there, and was waiting on his opportunity. He's made the most of it. He's been a player who it's hard to get him off the field right now. He's been that good. Brooks Lennon has had a lot of very strong play this season. George Bello is turning into one of the best left backs in Major League Soccer. He's been that good. One of the underrated things we've seen in the last week is Franco Escobar playing center back, which is something that we hadn't really seen in a normal four-man back line. He played as a center back with two center backs next to him, but not in the four-man back line. And we didn't know if that would be something that he could really handle well. But his last two performances there have been very, very good. And that, you know, creates some added questions on the depth chart going forward. And those are just the decisions that the club's got to make as you start to look ahead to 2021 and figure out what your strategy is going to be in the rest of this transfer window and the one that'll open up in January.
Yeah, I think we're kind of just in the same place with United as far as next match as we are with the Falcons. Just give us something to good feel good about. Just
make me feel good, Jay.
Make us feel good, basically.
And you got that against Dallas. You didn't get that against Chicago. You need that against DC on the weekend.
We always feel good when Jason Longshore comes on.
Yeah, real quick, Jay, we got to go. The importance of them scoring first, does that just give them more confidence?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it allows you, as you're trying to build confidence in the attack, which is dented because you don't have Joseph on the field, the more you're playing at 0-0, the better off you're going to be. When you give up an early goal as you've been given up, you start to press. So that's what's frustrating about it. When they're giving up goals so early, it's pressing. You get the first goal, you get to play a little more freely, a little more comfortably.
Jason, we appreciate it.
Great stuff, Jay.
As always, man. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, you guys. Right,
Jason Longshore there from the Atlanta United broadcast team. Follow him on Twitter at Longshoe if you don't already. I don't know what you're doing. We'll get to the AMA coming up next. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Twitter, Instagram direct messages. Phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. We'll answer anything you got coming up next to close the show out on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Any question, any topic to close the show out, the AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. We got Twitter. We got the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We got the phone lines. Do we have anybody over there? No? I don't know. We don't know. No phones today. Okay. So let's jump. What's up, Randy? How's it going? You all right?
I'm good, man. Why are you so flustered?
I'm not flustered. I guess I am. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to jump into this, but the computer's not working, so I can't see the... Because me and Mike are sharing a computer for the updates. Oh, there we go. Okay. Here's a question from Mike. I didn't have any questions in front of me, and then I was hoping that there was phone lines, and there wasn't. It's not great over here today at the Kia Studios. It's good to be here.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm here. Y'all got too many folks over there, man.
There's a lot of people here. I haven't seen any of these people. I haven't seen any of these people in 6 months. You know how Craig Carlos Valentino greets people, right? I mean, full on bear hug, just a lot of touching. He came to try to do that. And I was like, whoa, hey, I'm happy to see you too, but we're still in a pandemic, my friend. I got to go home to my baby. Do not give me a
beat. Y'all got too many folks in there.
He was wound up to give me, he was about to tackle me to the ground. He was about to give me a Deion Jones form tackle.
Y'all got too many folks over there.
All right. When are the Braves going to score? That's from Patrick.
Hell, I don't know, Patrick. When they get on base. Ooh, nice play, by the way. Nice play. I don't know.
All right. Who gets more sleep these days? You or your wife? Me. I do. She's been really nice, especially during the week of, you know, I'll do this. You do, you know, I'll take care of it. But then on the weekends, I'm sort of overnight. Okay. Fussy, got to get up, diaper change guy overnight. That's me on the weekends. During the week, she does it because she's still on maternity leave. But also, like, I can't feed the baby, you know? Like, if there's not a bottle, which usually there isn't, because Lily, if there's any bottle available, she's going to drink it. Like, anything that's there, it's taken care of.
That's good.
It is.
She's healthy.
But so I can't, you know, if she's fussy at 3 o'clock in the morning and there's no bottle available, what am I going to do? She has
to make her a damn bottle.
Make her a bottle out of what? My nipples don't work like that.
Oh, Ashley don't have, she didn't pump or anything like that?
I'm saying, if there's no bottle left over from pumping, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, hey, man, y'all need to get on that. But, man, you're supposed to have reserved packets for daddies in the freezer.
I'm saying, anything that gets created, she drinks. Then you cannot, save.
Tell Ashley that y'all need to speed up the assembly line. There you go. Just pump it out.
I don't know. I don't. It's our first one, so I'm not saying like that is impossible. But I'm telling you, this child, if there's liquid available, she's like that alcoholic that can't go to sleep until all the booze is drank.
Like, hey, man. Yeah, man. Y'all better put some of that cereal and some of that K-roll syrup.
We actually started talking about that over the weekend. We Googled it. It's not healthy to do that yet, but we're getting
there. Who the hell told? Man, please.
The doctor.
I ain't never heard no baby getting sick from doing it.
When is it healthy to do it, Dr. McMichael?
What? Oh, that's y'all, man. That's y'all youngin. I ain't gonna tell y'all how to do it. I'm just telling you right now. Once you can figure out the stuff going in their belly. Yeah, I ain't never seen nothing. I'm good. Okay, go ahead.
What? So the answer is I sleep more than she does, but neither one of us sleep that much. Why aren't the Hawks looking at Doc Rivers?
Because they got Lloyd Pierce.
They got a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got. I mean, I like Lloyd Pierce. We're throwing Lloyd Pierce to the curb already. We're there. I'm not there.
Oh, I mean, I would love that. Doc would be a great fit with this young roster, but they got a head coach.
Yeah, and he's got history playing for the Hawks, and you know, he checks certain boxes. Yeah. But Lloyd Pierce is the coach right now. I don't know if they don't make the playoffs this year. Lloyd Pierce won't be the coach. I know that.
Yeah.
But I also don't know when the season's going to start, or if they're going to be in a bubble. Or
they don't even know.
Yeah. The NBA finals start tonight. I was also thinking, like, I know we talked about that earlier, but hearing Mike Conti say it in an update is really something.
Right.
It really does illuminate just how weird everything is right now. It's September 30th.
Right.
And the Miami Heat play the Los Angeles Lakers in NBA Finals Game 1 tonight.
Yep, they do.
That's crazy. It's so weird. Anyway, I'm all out of questions. You guys got any good ones over there? Phone calls? Anything?
If you could eat any food and not gain weight, what would it be?
Fried pork chops.
Fried chicken. I would eat so much fried chicken. I love fried chicken. We had it on Sunday night, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Somebody brought over some fried chicken on Sunday night. It was very good.
That's the worst thing about this keto, man, because I waste I waste pork chops. Because I don't eat them fried like I used to. You know what I'm saying? I just feel there are certain foods, Andy, that when we have it and I don't cook it the way I'm supposed to cook it, I feel real.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what you're used to. Yeah.
Yeah, like chicken. Like Friday, it sucks. Right. Ribs. Poke chops. I got the poke chops that I'm stuffing with spinach and everything tonight. I ain't supposed to be stuffing them with no damn spinach. And I was supposed to put the flour on them and throw them in some damn grease.
You ever feel like you have to apologize to the meat for not doing it the right way? Like, hey.
Do you not think I do?
Yeah. You know, if it was up to me, I'd be frying you and, you know, you'd really be more delicious. But I got to put this couscous in you. I got to stuff you with spinach. And that's just the way that it has to go.
Yeah, my bad. Hey, bust a poke chop. I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. The things we could do if we were allowed to do them. Yeah.
Is there a particular famous or infamous person that you've been repeatedly confused for?
Oh, man. Like by your appearance?
By appearance, yes.
What else would it be?
I don't know if I maybe would know your act.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not confused, but the dude from Breaking Bad, that Meth Damon guy, that sucks. Everyone tells me I look like that guy. He's a Landry from Friday Night Lights. And then he went on Breaking Bad and he shot a kid.
Hey, dog.
Spoiler alert.
You do a little bit, homie.
I know. I'm not happy about it.
During the Heat, like Heat Blazers playoff, these always say I would look like Lance Stevenson.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, all the ones that I get, I don't like. Which always makes me wonder, do I see myself wrong? Or like, do the mirrors at my house not work? Because I look at myself and I'm like, all right, yeah, you're doing okay. Go outside.
What do you mean?
Nothing to be embarrassed about. But then people tell me, oh, you look like this guy. And the guy's always ugly. Whatever it's, oh, you look like this guy, and then I look it up, and it's like, damn it, man, that sucks. That guy's terrible looking. That's not what I look like, but maybe I do. Maybe I, you know, maybe I have an overconfidence in my appearance. I don't know. We have time for one more question.
Would you rather spend a Saturday in Athens on game day or on a beach?
On a damn beach.
What if you're playing?
Oh, come on, man. Come on, my plan. Of course I want to be playing.
Yeah.
I love Athens. I love Athens. I love all the game day environment of it. I just don't like going to games. I'd rather be on the beach chilling.
I'd rather be in Athens. Like being in a college town tailgate situation in the fall. I mean, you can go to the beach any time of year. Yeah. You get seven falls a year to be going to a game. So
I agree. Beautiful. I love it. I love Athens. I love game day in Athens, but I damn sure would rather be on the damn beach than be dealing with all them folks.
Yeah, I like the beach. I like the beach. Give me college football. I'm going. If we could be in Athens this week on Friday, like we were last year for the Notre Dame game.
Oh, I'm talking about that a little while ago. I was like, early this week. I was like, damn.
Hanging out at Grindhouse.
We should be up there at Grindhouse with Johnny there, man.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Sneaking shots during the break.
Who we sneaking?
Well, Johnny brings over tequila during the break. He doesn't bring you tequila during the break?
Yeah, but I don't be sneaking.
Oh, I sneak it.
Toast with the boss.
All right, let's get the takeaways.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, I mean, we did some stuff today. We said some weird things on the radio. We'll start with Wendy and find out what she thought, what she learned, what she took away from today.
I have three new coworkers and friends, Sasquatch, Thirsty Brian, and Checkbook Randy.
Thirsty Brian's my favorite. What about you? What about you, Randy?
Andy's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Built tough.
Built tough. Okay, Andy is built tough.
Yeah. Randy just wants the Falcons to make him happy. Just make him happy like Halle Berry, just for one night. We need a one-night stand with the Falcons. What about you, Brian?
I got to put this couscous in ya was a line just used a few minutes ago. Andy's still out here raw dogging Mike's up until about a half hour ago.
I put it on.
Yeah, and Randy isn't picking up anyone from the airport.
I picked my wife up.
That's about it, though. Wife,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah,
yeah. Stetson Bennett the fourth means there are three others. And the rest of the show enjoys when I'm angry.
Oh, yeah.
Stetson Bennett the fourth era is upon us. All right. I mean, we overcame today. We made it happen. We got to the finish line. We'll try it again tomorrow at 10 a.m. and hopefully have less technical difficulties. Thanks for being with us. Dukes of Bell coming up next.
When you got square footage like us, you need them.
Watch out now.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.